between the Marina Sugi and Matan Bushalas, he's the fourth or fifth Shia. This is our biggest Sugi in Yeshiva as well. So there's one last point of this Sugi Matan Bushalas I want to just finish up the entire Sugi with. So when all of us settled, Matan Bushalas is not acceptable for Matan. So that, of course, we all know. We pass back with the Yossi, that matzah that was subsequently cooked is not acceptable for the mitzvah of matzah. Why that's so is far from clear. Gemara, at least the beginning thought that it's not considered to be a chetz of matzah altogether, perhaps because some of the bishops mevatel lagamrei the shem matzah. Then the Gemara backed out and said it's a special halacha, but even matzah v'leika, rather than a din klali that relates to kol tarkul and to the shlokos and other areas of halacha, the din klati of matzah, but inat matzah. What exactly the parameters of that statement, inat matzah, was a further machlokes in Rishonim. Some Rishonim interpreted it to pshuto, the Rashi, and the Vitzvah, that there is in fact a loch of tamatzah, at least a chetz of tamatzah, and the Rabbeinu Yonah just said, no, that it's not a bit of tamatzah, rather it's just it's a very nice way, a fancy way of saying lechem only is lacking, that that's a loch of matzah ashira. So ma'isa, when the dust settles, the loch of matzah mushalos is no good. It's for sure no good with the Raisa. Either as a din klali of kol tarkula, or as a din prati of chus matzah, based on matzah shira, based on ta matzah, but ma'aseh matzah b'shalos is not acceptable. The question I want to just speak a little bit about today is, this halacha matzah b'shalos usually used as a chumrah, usually associated in our mind as a chumrah, that you can't be, I'd say, mitzvah chus matzah with it. The question is, can matzah b'shalos ever come to help us? Can matzah b'shalos ever end up to become a kula? In what sense can it become a kula? So we know that the Rishami tells us that one is not permitted to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. That never says it explicitly in the Baba. If there is such an issa, it's usually assumed that issa is only the Rabbana. That's the Rova Rishonim seem to assume that we accept the Halacha. There was an issa the Rabbana instituted not to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. The question is, what's considered to be matzah for the purposes of the issa that was matzah on Erev Pesach? Do we have a right to say that just as matzah mevushelas is not really considered to be matzah for the purposes of the mitzvah erev tachu matzahs, so too matzah mevushelas doesn't qualify as matzah for the iser of achilas matzah in erev Pesach? We say no, but maybe the definition of matzah is different. Maybe what qualifies as matzah for the mitzvah of achilas matzah may not necessarily be the same qualification as what constitutes matzah for the iser of achilas matzah in erev Pesach. So let's try to ask the shayla, very real shayla ma'aseh. Halacha ma'aseh, can you have a kneading on erev Pesach? Halacha ma'aseh, can you take a piece of matzah, put it into a bowl of soup and eat it on the pot of soup and eat it on Erev Pesach? What is that halacha? So this aspect of the sugya begins in the ninth of the Maamar Kavos with the Tosfos in Masechet Tzachim with Afsari Tesam and Beis. So the famous verse at the end of Masechet Tzachim says that Erev Pesach Samachon Mincha LaYochol Adam Ashetachshach, that a person is not supposed to eat late in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. So after 9 hours into the day, one is not permitted to eat on Erev Pesach. So comes Tosfos LaYochol Adam. Perish Afilu is Palel, even assuming that Idav and Mincha tells us just wants to, you shouldn't get misled to think that the reason why you're not allowed to eat late in the afternoon is because of Mincha. There is such a halacha, there's no type of halacha about if a person didn't have a Mincha, what he is or is not permitted to eat, but that says this has nothing to do with the Mincha. The person already davened. So Mishum Matzah, in the Gemara, that we're talking about the issue of eating Erev Pesach in the afternoon is Mishum Matzah, because you want to make sure that the person eats the Matzah with Lateavon, he eats it with a Gishmak when Yantav comes. Can I mean the Gemara, the below is Baal supposed to Mincha, if you would have Shai, Shana also, if it's not a prayer count of the Shabbos, if it would be an issue of Davi Mincha, so that's already a sugi in the first prayer of Shabbos, that under normal circumstances, one is never permitted to eat before Davi Mincha. Again, what are the parameters of Zman of that, not for now. So now comes to us with this policy, in time. Umalo Yoichal, what does the Mishnah mean when it says, you're not allowed to eat, Erev Pesach in the afternoon? In matzah, if it's referring to not eating matzah, afilu kodem rami yosar, you never let eat matzah in Erev Pesach, even in the morning of Erev Pesach. Kedem yinim b'yushalmi. Kala oichol matzah in Erev Pesach, kila bola v'sos v'veis chavim. But if a person eats matzah in Erev Pesach, so that's tantamount to a person who only had erusin, and he hasn't had nisuin yet, so the marriage is not really complete, and the couple goes there and they have relations together. So you're not supposed to do that. So just as that look, is supposed to wait until nisuin, so he is supposed to wait until the point of the Seder, when there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. A person who jumps the gun before is considered to be in violation of an issa, albeit probably with the Rabban, according to most poskim.
That's an issa to Rabban, by the way, to the boiler?
So according to those who say that the issa of Echelus matzah is an issa to the Rabbanon, So the dimyo, the marshal, the bala resasso seems to indicate that the issue of bala resasso is also on the midrabban. That's what most, many of the rabbis said that the favor is that the issue of bala resasso is on the midrabban. Someone wanted to be medayik against the rabbam for the nusach of the Berachas Emerson. Because in the Berachas Emerson we say the osal lana sa'al rusos. So we say that in the same breath that the osal lana v'tzivan ala harayos, osal lana sa'al rusos. So some want to say, just as the Tzivan Arayas is the Arayas, so to Oslan Sarus is the Arayas. The Pasha is not like that. The Pasha, there's no Mokhar in the Chumash of the Shabin Isser via within Arus. The Pasha is Minatora. That's not upon a Bala Penuri anymore. So, Kopanim, the Tos is formulating the following question. What's the case? Give me a Ketimza. What's the case what you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? If we're referring to Matzah, so clearly that's not the case. Matzah's out of question the entire day. Chometz is, of course, out of the question. Chometz is also midaraisa, already from Chatzos. The even midai tagim, maybe the Gemara is talking about other kinds of foods, not matzah. It's talking about potatoes, talking about, fruit. Ha'amah v'gemara, avamatavu v'midai tagim. But the Gemara says, the favorite, you're allowed to have little snacks, you're allowed to have a piece of food, you're allowed to have a potato chip on Erev Pesach, even late in the afternoon. So the Mother Shabbos says, tells us, what's the case? There are only three kinds of foods in the world. There's chometz, there's matzah, there's everything else. So chometz is out of the question. Matzah is clearly out of the question. We are taking matachamutar. So what's the answer? Ma'alayecha ladim samach le'chashecha. So it tells us, Yeshlomo is the ayah of matzah ashira. That hachal ma'askinu, we're dealing with matzah, which is not like an oni, matzah which was baked, not with water, but rather with other fruit juices. To lo osa b'yushalmi of the matzah ru'i l'tzeis b'chavoso, for okla comes mana. Of a matzah ashira, sharia, v'chein ha'yaneg rabbeinu tam. So it tells us, that al-Kach, there's only one possible food left, and that is matzah ashira. And matzah ashira is not chametz, I mean, the ikra din is not chametz. Matzah ashira, says Tosfos, is not really matzah either, because haraya, you can't fulfill the mitzvah, there's matzah with it. So now comes Tosfos with the following kiddush. The only time there's an iser to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, that only refers to matzah which you could potentially fulfill the mitzvah, there's matzah with. And the reason being very simple. The idea of not eating matzah in Erev Pesach is that you want to build up the excitement, you want to have the special, you come to the Seder, you have a piece of matzah, l'shem mitzvah. If you're eating matzah the whole day in Erev Pesach, so it's not going to be anything unique in the Seder. So it comes to us and says, yeah, but if you eat matzah ashira all day, that's okay, because you can't be yotzei matzah ashira anyway at the Seder. So therefore, tells us the chiddush in the name of that the issur derabbanan of eating matzah in Erev Pesach doesn't apply to matzah ashira. And that's the matzah that's the food you're not allowed to eat late in the afternoon. So it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. You shouldn't eat matzah shiva because it's going to fill you up. So it may not be a lakmi matzah, but the matzah, the calories have gotten.
But beforehand you can.
Right, beforehand you can. Right, so 2 o'clock in the afternoon you're allowed to eat matzah shiva, whereas 5 o'clock in the afternoon you're not allowed to eat matzah shiva. And that is what the Mishnah is referring to according to Tosa. And Tosa says that in fact was Rabbeinu Tam's practice. Now, just because Rabbeinu Tam l'mayit ate matzah shira 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Pesach doesn't necessarily translate to mean that we should do that for the following reason. We have a custom, Ashkenazim primarily have a custom, not to eat matzah shira on Pesach for a totally different reason. Because of a chashash of chometz, actually it's based on Rabbeinu Tam, a different statement of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that even though if you take flour and fruit juice and you mix them together, it will never become chometz. But if you take flour, fruit juice, and a little bit of water, then it will become chametz, and it may even become chametz faster than regular flour and water. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you take flour, water, and fruit juice, you have to be extra specially careful. You don't even have 18-minute window of permissibility. So, based on Rabbeinu Tam, there are more right that our custom is never to bake matzah shira for Pesach altogether. We don't want to eat matzah shir. We don't want to eat matzah shir because just in case a little bit of water got mixed in and we weren't careful, and now it became chametz faster. We'll never know about it. So therefore, there's a minhag mashkenaz and not to eat matzah shir, even if we know for a fact there's no water, even though we were very, very careful not to mix any water in. As a low food, we don't eat it. I'm all right. Since it's only b'taras minhag, it's only b'taras chumra. So the minhag was only accepted in a situation where everybody is well, healthy. If you have a person who is either a young child who can't eat regular matzah, or an older person who has difficulty with regular matzah, someone who is ill has difficulty with regular matzah, so the custom was never instituted, and therefore, one would just have to be careful that there's no water mixed in, but if it's just fruit juice and flour, then it would be okay. So there's a machlokes haposkim, whether that prohibition, that minhag that the Ashkenazim accepted upon themselves not to eat egg matzah on Pesach, Was that minig only accepted on Pesach itself, or was that accepted Erev Pesach already from the morning? Whenever the Yisrach Chilus Chametz begins, from 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, from then we're already not allowed to eat Matz Hashira. Those are different opinions. Most people assume that it is a problem. Minig Yisrael, most are under the impression that there is an issue, whatever the minig of the Ramah was, not to eat Matz Hashira in Erev Pesach, and not to eat Matz Hashira on Pesach proper, applies to Erev Pesach as well. That's what most assume, but not everybody. There are some who disagree.
Okay, so using this formula, you'd be able to eat Knedelach on Erev.
Oh, but you get the Knedelach. You touch Knedelach.
No, I'm saying, but using the formula that only the matzah,
that we're getting, that's the direction that we're going. So again, so this is the basic thrust of Tosfos, and Tosfos had to give this mahalach in order to answer the question. Otherwise, they were mamar stuck in the corner. What in the world is the Mishnah talking about? Le'yechalon, what? Chavit is also, bat is also, minit hagim ha-mutter. What is that phantom food that would have been mutter earlier in the day, but now becomes usher at the end of 9 hours? So according to Tosfos, we are forced to this conclusion that the Isra that is matzah in Erev Pesach is only applies to matzah that is acceptable for the Seder. However, we take a look at the Rambam in the 10th of the Rambam Kamos. So comes the Rambam that was coming to matzah, Perek Vav Alochi Yedeiz. Comes the Rambam and says as follows, Asur Chachomim Lechal Matzah Erev Pesach. So the Rambam is clear that the Isra is only with the Rabbanim. Today she eat hekel achilas of erev. You're not allowed to eat matzah the whole day of Pesach in order to make it clear you're eating it because it's mitzvah night. For me she offer matzah erev of Pesach machnas of matzah smar. This is just natural. Like other Yisroel there, but on now the Rambam says v'chein also lechol erev of Pesach mikol and nuchik and at. So too, there's an issue of the Rabbanan to eat an erev Pesach, other kinds of foods ready from before mincha, sabuch and mincha, 9 hours into the day. Today she karas achilas matzah b'ta'ava. So that the person should enter into the midst of eating matzah with an appetite. But now the Rambam says, but there are certain things that you are permitted to eat on Erev Pesach. What the Gemara says, ochel min ha-tagima, fruits, vegetables, other snack kinds of foods. One is permitted to eat on Erev Pesach, even late in the afternoon. But now comes the Rambam with the following chiddush, ochelu ma'at peiros, o yirachos, for lo yamale kreis on the hand. A person is permitted to have a little bit of fruit or a little bit of some vegetables, but shouldn't fill oneself up with those things. How did the Rambam get this? How did the Rambam know this? So the Gemara has a lashon, metavlu b'mina yatagima. You're allowed to dip a little bit with mina yatagima. The Rambam seems to understand. That means you could take a nash, you could take one potato chip, you could take one apple. But to start eating, guys, you're going to sit down and eat 6 apples. Guys, you're going to sit down and eat a whole bag of potato chips. So even that would be a problem, even though that's not bread type of food, it's not matzo type of food, but nevertheless, to eat a lot of it would be a problem. So the Chora updates on the Rambam's Chiddush that even though Mine Tagima are permissible in Erev Pesach, but still that only means a small amount for them, now we have a totally different solution to Tosfos' dilemma. Tosfos is bothered with the question, what's the case in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is lo yechalonim wa. So matzah is not an option. Chametz is not an option. The tekim is mutter. So what must it be? So Tom said, glaze bread must be matzah shira. So perhaps according to the Rambam, that's not a good question. According to the Rambam, the Mishnah is referring to mini tagima. And the tekim is mutter. No, mini tagim is not always mutter. Mini tagim is only mutter if it's a small amount. But if it's a significant amount, so then that would also be awesome. So that's what the Mishnah means. But Yerchaladam, Ashet Tashach means don't eat a lot of anything. A little bit, that's okay, the Gemara says. But don't fill up on the 10 bags of potato chips on Erev Pesach. Not within the fact that it's Minei Tagima, it's late in the afternoon. Comes out that according to the Rambam, who had this alternate solution to Tosfos' problem, we have no reason to believe that the Rambam accepts Tosfos' solution to the problem. Tosfos was only forced into the Chiddush because they had another way out of the Mishnah. The Rambam was giving us another way out of the Mishnah, may very well disagree with Tosfos's conclusion. What would that mean for us practically? That's what the Bir HaGron, 13th of the Mishnah, the Bir HaGron Rechaz of Mandalat of Aleph, so the Bir HaGron claims that in Ochinami, that according to the Rambam, there's no reason to believe that Tosfos is right. And therefore, the Rambam never told us that Matzah Shira is Mutter on Erev Pesach in the morning. So the one can only do that it's also. So according to the Rambam, in Ochinami says the Gra, that at 8 o'clock in the morning, if a person wants to sit down and have a piece of egg matzah, a piece of matzah shira, that would be a problem. That would be the same issue as eating matzah at Erev Pesach. Ah, you can't be yaitzeh the mitzvah with that. So the Rambam would say the formulation of the Yisad the Rabbanan was, we want to separate between matzah, shomer shus, and matzah, shomer mitzvah. So it happens to be true, technically, that this matzah is not acceptable for achilas matzah, but the thing, Moshe b'nei Adam, it's called matzah. It says in the box, matzah. That can mean that it says egg matzah. That can mean it says grape juice matzah. That can mean what it says. It says matzah, matzah, matzah. Can you be yaitzeh matzah with that? No. But is it also mishum matzah erev Pesach? Yes. So according to the Rambam has drawn a distinction between the standards of matzah for the mitzvah of achilas matzah and the standards of matzah for the issue of achilas matzah erev Pesach. Now yet, the Rambam is not the favorite. There's no place the Rambam says this. But it's from the fact that the Rambam wasn't forced into Tosfos' solution that led the Gemara to believe that the Rambam actually disagrees with Tosfos' chiddush. So now the Chora, it comes up the big enough community. Halacha l'maisa, are you permitted to eat egg matzah erev Pesach in the morning? According to Tosfos, yes. According to the Rambam, no. The Chora, there should now be a second afkamina between Tosfos and the Rambam. What about other kinds of matzahs which are not acceptable for the mitzvah matzah, also on technical grounds? What would that look like? Marshal matzah mevushelas. Would matzah mevushelas be permissible to eat on erev Pesach? So according to Tosfos, the answer is yes. According to Tosfos, any time you have a piece of matzah that's not acceptable for achilas matzah, I don't care what the reason is. If it's not acceptable for achilas matzah, then it's not acceptable, then there's no prohibition of eating it on erev Pesach. Whereas according to the Rambam, that equation is not true. According to the Rambam, if it's called matzah, it's called matzah. So what's the status of matzah? Mevushelas, is it called matzah? Of course it's called matzah. All right, it's called matzah mevushelas. And according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's mamish synonymous with matzah shira. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, who says the whole reason why matzah mevushelas is no good in the first place is because it's basically the equivalent of egg matzah. And the Gemara is telling us that according to the Rambam, so egg matzah is prohibited in Erev Pesach. So for sure, matzah mevushelas is also in Erev Pesach according to the Gemara's understanding of the Rambam. So Chora, we have two nafkaminas levinim between Taurus and the Rambam. Nafkamina number one about matzah shira. Nafkamina number two about matzah mevushelas. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's really hainu hach. It's really the same. So how do we paskin on this shaila? Do we paskin that one would be permitted to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach? Do we paskin that a person would be permitted to eat matzah mevushelas on Erev Pesach? So let's move on to the 11th of the Rambam Kamos. This was a hot topic earlier on in the year. We'll learn it now because it's relevant for us as well. So the 11th of the Rambam Kamos, the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim and Tachum Emdalat of Allah tells us, Yudalah Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, when there are Pesach falls on a Shabbos, both Yudalah of Shlosh also, our Ravina calls them a Shabbos, because Chomet is done the night of the 13th, and everything's gotten rid of, everything's burnt on Friday. U'mishayrin Muslim Shtei Sudas, Litzarach HaShabbos. And one leaves over the amount of bread for two Sudas, for two meals, to be eaten on Shabbos. Why two meals? Only eat three meals. So the shlishi is mana achra mincha. Since the mana, so the shlishi is always in the afternoon. So azem yochal asosa. It's not feasible. How are you going to do it? So azem yochal asosa. Lo b'matzah, lo b'chomet, ala b'matzah ashira. V'tzorach asosa, kodem shasiris. So it comes to Shulchan Aruch that you have to leave two meals of chomet over to have Friday night meal and to have the Shabbos morning meal. But the Suda Shlishi is not an option to have with Chometz. It's ready too late. This is not a Bechilas Chometz. So therefore, the only thing you can do is to have it with Matzah Ashira. So according to Shulchan Aruch, you have Matzah Ashira at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're home free. Why is that? Because the Shulchan Aruch is Paskin like Rabbi Tam. So Shulchan Aruch Paskin is not like the Balei Taisus and the Tzadites and Tzachim, that one is permitted to eat Matzah Ashira on Erev Pesach. You have to be careful to have it early. You can't have it after the beginning of Shah series, at the beginning of the 10th hour, because that would be the Yisr of the Mishnah, Le'yochel Adem Asher Tefshach. But in terms of the Yisr of Achilas Matzah, that would not be a problem. So the Shulchan Aruch passes the favorish like Rabbein Tam, and even uses Rabbein Tam as an option to get around the Shal Shana's dilemma on Erev Pesach, Shekhanas, the Shabbos. It's usually uncharacteristic of the Shulchan Aruch to paskin like Tosfos against the Rambam. Usually the Shulchan Aruch was a Sfaradi paskin primarily like the Rambam. Here, let's not forget the Rambam never says it's also. It was the Gra who said Pshat in the Rambam. So it could be the Shulchan Aruch held the Rambam conceded to the Balei Taisus. It's unclear. But the Maizah Shulchan Aruch passed into the Farish like the Rambam. So the Ramah just throws in a curveball for us. The Ramah writes, in the Medina's Elu, She'ein Noag in Lecho Matzah Ashira. We who have the custom not to eat Matzah Ashira because of Chometz issues, as we mentioned before, because the Chometz have been custom Chometz, etc. So therefore, we do not have the option of eating matzah ashir and erev Pesach, presumably because the chametz issue. So therefore, you can't do the shlishis b'min
epeiro. No, he's saying that for shalosh shudas, you shouldn't eat matzah ashira.
No, he's saying those of us, we have the custom not to eat matzah ashira.
But then he goes ahead and talks about the suda shlishis, which means for the first two, he would have allowed us to eat matzah ashira.
No, but first you can eat chametz gomor.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But I'm saying, but the third meal that really counts, but we need the matzah shira, the Ramah just started in hand, because it's after the zman achirus chametz. So therefore, the Ramah says, never, you have nothing else to do. You can't do the shlish from the paris, the shah, boss of the dagim, etc. According to one day, you shall also be a tam tak. Well, you can be yet to shal the shudders with other types of foods. Well, even though we try to avoid that at all costs the rest of the year, but never, you have no choice. So that's the only option you have available. So that was
the Benatama small, who is the father of the concern about Matzah Shira, would give Matzah Shira.
Right, because Rabbi Natam, we don't know that Rabbi Natam didn't keep Matzah Shira on Pesach either. It was a minig Ashkenazim later, in deference to Rabbi Natam Chashash, not to eat Matzah Shira on Pesach. Rabbi Natam himself loved Dafka had that Chumrah. So that's the simple reading of this Ramah is that we mentioned before that Machlokes is a poskim whether the Isser of eating matzah, the chumrah of the Ramah, the Ashkenazim, of not eating matzah Shira and Pesach, whether this applies to Erev Pesach as well. So the Ramah seems to be the favorite that it applies. The Ramah says you can't eat matzah Shira b'shal shudas. According to the Mekilim, who say that the minig only applies in Pesach, not in Erev Pesach, why is the Ramah making all tumul about it here? Why doesn't the Ramah say that even though we don't eat matzah Shira on Pesach, but we would permit it on Erev Pesach, so why doesn't the Ramah permit it here for Shalosh Shudas? So those who permitted it said that the Ramah just meant to say that I'm going to not eat matzah Shira on Pesach. You're not going to bake a whole bunch of matzahs just for Shalosh Shudas. So we're going to bake 100 matzahs just to eat Shalosh Shudas. So therefore the meaning is that you don't eat matzah Shira for Shalosh Shudas either. But in theory, if you have matzah Shira, you want to eat it, you're allowed to eat it. That's what someone argued at this matter. That I mean, you're not going to bake it. 10,000 boxes in the store, go buy a box of matzahs for $2. And leave those matzah Shira matzahs for Shalosh Shudas. So most people don't do that. There are some who do follow that. So I'll call upon him, what do we have here? So we have machlokes between Tosafot and the Rambam, whether eating matzah Shira, for that matter, probably eating matzah of Shalosh would be acceptable for Erev Pesach. And the Shulchan Aruch is passing in the Kula. The Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rabbi Natan Beferish against the Mashmos and the Rambam. The Matzah Shira would be permissible on Erev Pesach.
Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch use the way that many of us do, that we eat two meals before?
Yes, the thing is, that two meal thing is a much newer thing. The Shulchan Aruch is assuming that two meal thing doesn't really work. Because according to most Hisharim, Shal Shudas has to be after Chatzos, after Zman Mincha. We do that as a Chumra B'Alma because it's one day in Hisharim that says you can eat Shal Shudas in the morning. So we throw that out for good luck, but that doesn't appear in the Hisharim that Eitzah. So comes the Magen Avraham to the 12th of the Ramah Kamos and Shulchan Aruch Har Chaim Tov Mem Dalet of Aleph, and the Magen Avraham writes, is better to have meat or fish in the hierarchy of things for Shal Shudas rather than fruit. Ubishlach kasa b'shem hazohar shereb shurim b'yachoy ha'osik b'torah v'mokom su d'shlishis. So the Zohar says shurim b'yachoy at least in Erev Pesach chalas b'shabbos. So some people think he used to do it all the time. At least in Erev Pesach chalas b'shabbos shurim b'yachoy says, what are you going to do? There's nothing you can eat for Shal Shudas. So just sit and learn and forget Shalosh Shudas. The custom of Ha'aril is a bunch relevant for us. Hayaroi lasos b'matzah mevushaleh. Says the Ma'aril, it would be a good idea to eat Shalosh Shudas with matzah mevushaleh on Erev Pesach Chalas B'Shabbos. Why? So says the Ma'aril, matzah mevushaleh is mamish the best of all worlds. Why? Because says the Ma'aril, since the Shulchan Aruch Me'ikar Adin is being matir, any kinds of matzahs that one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Chilas Matzah with. The Ramah just tied our hands and says, even though the Shulchan Aruch was Matzah Shira, we can't permit Matzah Shira because of the Chomet considerations. So says the Ma'aril, yeah, we can't permit Matzah Shira, but we can permit Matzah Mevushelet. It was pre-Gebrach days. So the Ma'aril says, take a piece of Matzah and throw it into a pot of soup, and by doing so, that Matzah will now be no longer acceptable for the mitzvah of Chilas Matzah, either because of Matzah Shira, because it's called Matzah, because of Tamas, whatever the reason is, whatever the reason for the sugya of the last three shiurim are, Lamaik Tamas Mushal was not acceptable in a third passage of the Yossi. Therefore, following a bit of Tom's argument, it should be mutter on Erev Pesach as well. So says my rule, that's a good idea, that's what you should do. Just to emphasize, you can't do that on Shabbos, you can't take the piece of matzah and throw it into the pot, in deference to what we spoke about last year, with Lazar Mitz. Lazar Mitz told us you do that, that's an issue of Bishal Diraisa. Because the coin to Rabbi Lazar Mitz, the reason why Matzah Bishal is no good, because the Bishal cancels the Afiyah. And Rabbi Lazar Mitz, we spoke about this previously last week, the coin to, right, we mentioned Rabbi Lazar Mitz last week, if I'm not mistaken, right? Rabbi Lazar Mitz holds that just as the Bishal is Mavato the Afiyah in Lagabi Matzah, the Bishal is considered to be Bishal Lagabi Hilcha Shabbos as well, and that would be also. So what the Maril says, you have to take a piece of matzah, put it into a pot of soup from before Shabbos. You can understand why nobody does that. So says the Maril, Achlora Isi Novinke, nobody that we know follows this custom. So comes the Gra in that 13th of the Ramakomos, and comes the Gra, yeah, I'll tell you why nobody follows the custom. You know why? So says the Gra, because we pass like the Rambam, that matzah b'shal is also an Erev Pesach. The same way the matzah shir is also an Erev Pesach as well. But the Gra not only disagrees.
For which reason? Because of the chametz issue?
No, not just the chametz issue. Because all matzahs are also an Erev Pesach. Even matzah that's not acceptable for a chilus matzah. So in all the dust settles, there are two options that are available to a person on Erev Pesach in terms of different types of matzah you can potentially eat. Either matzah ashira, which the Shulchan Aruch sanctions, or matzah bushal, which the Maharil accepts. Matzah bushal has that added dimension, that added maila, that you don't get into any chametz issues in terms of matzah bushal. But according to the Gra, none of this is acceptable, because according to the Gra, we pass the Mikadil like the Rambam, who gets places, who says that Masa Shir is no good, Masa Bushal is no good. So it's how we know it. So there are a few different permutations that we're knowing today. So there are some who follow the Gra. You follow the Gra and say, we're not eating any Masa Qs on their face. That's it. End of discussion. No Masa Bushal, no Masa Shira, nothing. So therefore, you're going to be stuck. You have to have the two meals, once Friday night, the chametz, and Shabbos morning, the chametz, and you can put your meal up, the chumra, and then shalashuris, the ikra, and shalashuris, there's really nothing to eat. But you have to have meat, the fish, meat, the fruit, whatever your definition of meat, the tagima. That's standard practice number one. There are those who say, listen, I'm a chiv to the gras, chumra, so then we pass it to shacharach, the matzah shira is mutter, it's finished. So matzah shira is mutter, yeah, but according to the Ramah, it's only mutter bizman achilas chametz. So therefore, what we're going to do is, we'll have the first, for a Friday night meal, we don't have to bother with challah. A Friday night meal with matzah shira, but the Shabbos morning meal with matzah shira. And then when it comes to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll go back to the Ramah story, Bosa Bedagim, we'll pay us, etc. So it's basically the same as option number one, just saying that instead of chametz for the first two meals, we'll substitute matzah shira for the first two meals. Then there are within the matzah shira camp, there's a further breakdown, because the Rambam happens to hold that apple juice is not considered to be matzah shira. The Rambam is only grape juice and honey and oil and milk constitutes matzah shira. So if you take the chumr, the conversion of matzah shira, there are some machmir, they won't use the regular egg matzahs in Erev Pesach, they'll only use the grape juice matzahs in Erev Pesach. That's permutation number two of the matzah shira, camp. Then you have, in theory, what a person could do is, if he doesn't want to go the route of matzah shira, he can go the route of matzah mevushelas. If you go the route of matzah mevushelas, so then you could theoretically have your Suda Shlishas that way also. So 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you can sit down and have your matzah mevushelas. Again, most people, lower Isi Novin Ked, most people don't do that. But in theory, that would be an option as well. I had a situation this past year that somebody called me, as someone who has some kind of a medical issue. I forgot already what it was. And they apparently they had to have matzah, they had to have some starch. With diabetes, I forgot about that. They had to have some starch on their face, even in the afternoon. And the question is, what was available for them? So I recommended that they do the matzah b'shalos story, because they wanted to have it even 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm thinking, because we don't have egg matzahs there, and matzah was out of the question, the chalos was out of the question, so I said matzah b'shalos was a good option. So I don't know how tasty an option it was, but I think it would accomplish at least whatever medical issues that were necessary for them to have their starch at that point in the day. So
I hope.
Right, so either kineilich, or you could take a piece of real matzah before Shabbos and just stick it into a pot of water. So that's real matzah b'shalos.
What would the Rambam say about kineilich?
Would the Rambam say that kineilich are a problem? They also say kineilich are a problem, because in theory, what kineilich all kineilich are a matzah meal that's just thrown into some oil.
But so the Rambam, you think would equate
the Rambam? The Rambam may say that kineilich are also rosa. Yeah, according to the Rambam,
kineilich was never a food.
What? It was matzah meal.
Yeah,
Sure,
yeah, yeah, it was a regular matzah right out of it. You make your own knedlach, take matzah out of the box.
You sure? Well, let me tell you, many people make knedlach from whole matzah. They don't make it from matzah.
Well, it doesn't matter, either from whole matzah or from matzah.
No, yeah, I'm saying, but so that mamish matzah merushel, it wasn't.
So matzah mel, look matzah. So anything, all knedlach went out of matzah mel. So at one time it was baked as matzah, and now it's going to be merushel. So Chopar, the end of the entire sugya in terms of matzah mushalas, that's the application, not only in terms of being yotzei in the matzah, but it also has an impact on what type of matzah would be permitted to be in on Erev Pesach. I think we're going to see him on the matzah sugya, and believe it or not, we'll be in tomorrow. Our next sugya mitzvah is tomorrow, Mavushal. So, let's see, come on.